Greetings to you from the Society and from the home of the New Message here in the United States. This is Patricia Summers, and I'm here to extend to you an invitation to engage in an advanced form of practice called deep reading and deep listening. This invitation comes to you from the messenger himself, Marshall Vian Summers. He's inviting you to join him. And this invitation comes to you from the Society for the New Message to join them because they are students as well. So let's see where we can go together here in our time that we have. I'd like to cover several things, so thank you for listening. Amongst these things is that I would like to introduce you to this particular form of practice, deep reading and deep listening, and with it, the possibility of a more in-depth approach to engaging with the revelations of the New Message. This practice, deep reading and deep listening, refers to our study of the New Message revelations by our listening to them and our reading of them, which is the text, the word of the revelation. So, I'd like to also touch on why this particular practice is important and the call to engage in it. And I'd like to also suggest that this practice could be very important in furthering your studenthood and how it might foster growing realizations that you may be having over time as you engage with the revelations regarding your possible service either to the New Message or to the world. You know, the New Message is calling us to service. So this deep reading and deep listening practice can help prepare us for that service. So this is very real. This is a very real form of engagement here of high relevance. So here in our brief time, we'll be touching on this short list of important items. For one, why is the practice of deep reading or deep listening to the New Message important? Why is the messenger asking us to do this? Why? How is this practice of deep reading and deep listening to these revelations connected to a bigger picture, a much bigger picture, that we are step by step entering? We're entering a bigger picture, and these revelations are preparing us for that experience. I'd like to touch on the opportunities that this practice offers us. There are real opportunities here. And how we might undertake this practice and in the form of a methodology. I'd like to introduce a methodology or a new way for listening to the voice and reading the text that may help support us in our ability to more deeply engage with this kind of communication, this new message from God, revelation by revelation. How to employ a structure or an approach that can support us in deriving greater benefit. Given the time that we have, which is not a great deal of time, how can we derive greater benefit from our engagement with the revelations and walk away with more in hand? You know, how to realize with greater awareness and presence of mind what the new message is communicating to you and to the world. So we're trying to get with this revelation and we're trying to get with this messenger. So, the first on our list, why is the deep reading and deep listening practice important? Why would we do this? Well, consider this, as I said early on, this is an invitation. This practice also extends to us an opportunity, more than one, and in and of itself, it is a calling. It is a calling. You see, when you think about it, we actually are in training. We are in training. And like any student undergoing a training, you know, that training will usually require or involve more of us than we would normally put forth for ourselves. And as a student, we may need to be taught. We may need to be shown. We're in training. So this is true for us, I feel, because this is a comprehensive message with many, many points of activation within it. And you're ready. If not completely ready, you're ready enough because you found this revelation. So many programs of learning are about building and developing skills or greater capabilities. And so to bring greater rigor here is entirely appropriate. Entirely appropriate. So the deep reading, deep listening practice is geared towards developing greater skills, capabilities, perspective, and insight. That's what this practice is geared towards. So, but yet, why seek greater acuity and skill? I mean, we're in training. Yes, we're in training. We don't know what we're in training for. And so that tends at times to make the picture indistinct for us. We're just showing up for ourselves, or are we, right? Well, we do this, number one. We do a practice like this for our studenthood, of course. We do this deep reading and deep listening practice to help grapple with the larger intentions of the new message itself. This is the big picture now. To grapple with the larger intentions of the new message and its mission to reach the world. Its mission to reach the world. The whole world. It's a communication for the whole world. Not just a communication only to us, but to people all over the world, not only in this time, but for the times and in the times to come. So, it's a very remarkable form of communication. We do this in order to appreciate what it may mean for the messenger to bring the new message revelation forward and to give it to the world. So revelation by revelation, we have the opportunity to begin to catch up with him, perhaps one day to join him, and in joining him to help him. So that's very motivating, I feel, I've found over time. The other reason why to engage in this practice is to assist us in our advocacy, to help us learn how to speak for the new message, to write for the new message, to depict the new message if needed. The training is there. The training is waiting for us to engage in, to help us learn how to do this. We do this deep reading and deep listening practice to engage with the revelation, which is a communication of a very special and exceptional nature, is a communication from the angelic assembly and is a divine message. So, we do this in order to realize what God is saying to the world. That's a big thing. And yet, inherent in the revelation is this direct communication, both enormous and intimate all at once. And we do this because we are the direct recipient. We are one of the first to have found this revelation. So it is fitting that in the time of the messenger, we engage in this angelic, multi-level communication. It's a special challenge. It's a special opportunity. This communication is comprised of streams of communication. Streams. And what is the best way for you to be able to recognize this level, this multi-level communication, and be able to engage with it? It's almost like its own special language, so to speak, learning how to listen, hear, and ultimately speak that same language. So, yeah. This practice of deep reading and deep listening can help us operationalize or actively apply the revelation in life. So there's a bit of a laboratory opportunity attached to every revelation if you want to take it that far. So to be able to capture insights and realizations, very important, instead of them just washing through our experience on a momentary basis and not really being able to realize what these things were. By deep reading and deep listening, this can help us develop that same skill relative to our experience, listening to ourselves. So as a new form of learning, deep reading and deep listening, consider for yourself how you learn, and take that into account. And I will propose a methodology that is a reflection of how I attempt to learn, how I best learn. And this may be useful to you, but in terms of how you learn, you may want to stop and consider, are you a visual learner? Do you learn by seeing things, pictures, images? Are you a kinetic learner? In other words, are you someone who learns by working with something, engaging with it almost physically, taking something apart, putting something back together, sorting something out? Are you a kinetic learner? Are you an auditory learner, which is you learn best by really hearing something? And for the most part, many of us learn via a combination of these traits. So consider this for yourself, just in terms of, as you engage in this new practice, you know, how is it that you learn best? So what I'm really here to do is to offer you a tool that may assist you in this greater practice of deep reading and deep listening. This tool is a method that I devised to enable me to derive greater benefit from the revelations, to capture my insights, and to assist me in my own studenthood. So I'd like to present this to you. And yet, before presenting the methodology, I'd like to say that with regard to these revelations, there's a number of ways to begin to engage with them, okay? Initially, there's the experience, perhaps, of just listening, just being like a blank white sheet of paper and allowing the revelation to strike you. Just like that. Just see what strikes you. Just see what strikes you and what drops to the floor that you have to pick up and look at, so to speak. That's one approach. Another is you can listen to the revelation and read it at the same time. Listen to the voice, read the words. That's another approach. Another approach is to read and recite aloud the revelation, to hear yourself re-speak the words in your own voice. That's an important process to engage in. And then another method or approach is to actually, quote, map the revelation, to get almost physical with these revelations, which is what I seem to need to do. And to that end, I have assembled some questions or criteria that I listen for in these revelations. You know, these are wisdoms that are being communicated. These are admonitions that are being communicated, and I need to hear them. I need to hear them. I need to realize that these questions are being posed either to me or to the world. So I will read this criteria, and you can see this listed on the Home of the New Message, this particular criteria relative to the deep read, deep listen. And perhaps some of these criteria might be helpful to you as you begin to make your journey into and through these revelations. So this is some of what I look for and listen for. What must I do? What must I not do? What must I do? What must I not do? What is the revelation asking of me? Are there specific teachings presented in this revelation? Specific teachings within the revelation, this particular spoken revelation, and what are they? What, if any, are the promises or possibilities spoken of in this revelation? Promises or possibilities spoken of in this particular revelation? Are there human tendencies that these revelations speak to? In other words, what people tend to do. This is actually very important in terms of grappling with our condition here. And further, what is the human condition as described in these revelations? Does it speak to the physical, mental, or emotional challenges that characterize our states, both internal and external? What problems does this revelation reveal? Problems, what needs, what demands, what requirements, what necessities, what crises, what difficulties? What problems does this revelation reveal? What questions does this revelation ask of me that I found in this revelation? What questions? What questions does this revelation answer? Are there next steps that I see I need to take as a result of my listening or engaging with this revelation? Are there practices this revelation calls for me to engage in? Are there practices? Are there terms, special words, or phrases used in this revelation that I need to understand more fully? For example, the great coordination, spiritual families, things of this nature. What really matters and what does not matter according to these revelations? What priorities, what timing, what imperatives, what must happen? What really matters and what really doesn't matter as much? Now, this may occur at the level of realization for me, just through the chemistry of me engaging with the revelation. If it doesn't literally say what really matters and what does not matter, what occurs to me along these lines? Could have something related. It could be related to my own personal life. It could be related to the work and future of the society. It could relate to the world at large. What really matters and what doesn't matter, and what occurs to me on this basis? Does this revelation have special personal meaning for me, therefore? Does it? What may it mean for the messenger to present this revelation to the world? This is important. What may it mean for the messenger to present this revelation to the world? And then again, the big question, what is the one thing I must do in light of what this revelation is saying to me? Now, in using this methodology, this is something that I use for every revelation, I call this mapping. And not all of these specific criteria apply to every revelation. So it's not a situation where you have to be compelled or feel compelled to, quote, fill in the blanks. It's just to help structure my listening. This particular methodology does help bring greater clarity to me, and it also does help for me to prioritize certain things in my studenthood. So I encourage you to develop a personal methodology of your own for deeper study. If not this method, then some kind of method. Consider the criteria you want to use for yourself, either the criteria I use or whatever comes forward in your experience. And also to consider that this is in-depth. This is an in-depth study, granted. It's an investment of time, and yet it will yield something of lasting value for you in the face of such an enormous and oncoming revelation. And a methodology like this could help stabilize you and make you feel like you are engaging with the revelations to the best of your ability, and you're realizing what you can. And at the same time, it's a wonderful thing to bring greater rigor to this kind of this aspect of your studenthood, and it's something that inspires the messenger and encourages him as he engages with us as a community of learners. So thank you for listening. Thank you for considering taking this practice of deep listening and deep reading to another level. And we look forward to hearing what this is like for you over time, to devise practices like this of this quality. Thank you.